You're on WHFC Presents. I'm your host, Matt Terry, and this is the Owl's Nest, the SGA's Corner. And I have with me, of course, Student Government Association President, Katie Snodgrass, once again. Katie, thanks so much for joining us on the SGA's Corner.
What is up, everyone? And always, it is my pleasure, Matt.
You asked me to, before the show, you asked me to remind you of this. It's the next meeting, which is the last meeting of the year for the SGA.
Yes, it actually is.
I can't believe we're saying that.
I know.
Of the year.
It's crazy because it's not the last meeting of the end of the year, but it is because not the academic year, but of 2022.
It's nuts.
Oh my God, that's crazy. I'm going to have to remember to use 23 and then I'm going to... When I get it down, it'll be time to use 2024, and it's just a whole cycle
of
not knowing what year it is.
Time is going. It's just, it's going.
It goes.
So talk to me a little bit about this next meeting on November the 30th. What do we hope to happen there?
Yeah, so the next and last meeting of this semester will be on November 30th at 1 p.m. in Student Center Room 113. And we're going to have kind of a lot of info because it's wrap-up stuff, but we're also going to have Amber Duvall come and do a short presentation about the Federal Work Study Program, which allows students to work on campus if they show a financial need. You only have to be enrolled in one credit. And then Amber will also be talking about spring scholarships.
See, that's an important thing, having scholarships. Being able to have ways to pay for college is, I mean, it's not underrated. You know,
It is not underrated at all.
Financial resources, you know, that's one of the things that the Student Government Association can help point other students in the direction of.
Absolutely.
And, I mean, that kind of information, that's invaluable. So the SGA definitely playing a big part of the campus, a big valuable part of the campus. You're affecting students' lives. Nay, their very futures, you know, literally.
Okay.
So
lots of pressure.
No, of course not. But no, you are.
No, I know what you mean. No.
You are, and you're making a difference to students. And I think that's just an invaluable resource that we have on the campus. So talk to me a little bit more about the Federal Work Study Program.
Yeah. So like I said, you only need to be enrolled in one course and show a need for financial assistance or what it may be. And so students work on campus a couple hours a day, depending on the specific work study program. Yeah, I mean, there's going to be, like, this is not my area of expertise, Federal Work Study Program, but it is Amber's, and that's why everyone should go and see her present, because sort of like you said, the SGA does kind of affect everyone on campus. And I mean, going into the year, you know, as student president, the only thing is like to hope to affect positive change. And we have so many resources that students just don't know about. Like, I couldn't even list them because we just have like all of them. And that's why I love like new students showing up. That's why we urge people to come, because there are so many resources. And I'm not even just talking financial aid, you know, I'm not even just talking need-based resources. There's, you know, internship opportunities, there's like financial assistance, food security assistance, but then there's also in the library, the academic assistance for free. And it's just, there's so much, and we're backed by so many people and so many organizations, like, so random. We have a partnership with the National Aquarium, so.
The National Aquarium?
The National Aquarium, so.
Okay, explain that for just a second. What's this National Aquarium partnership?
It's through a program. I forget the exact name, but, and basically, as like the, you know, student government of the entire college, we sort of help promote them, which is crazy. And like, I don't think you need help being promoted, but by all means, you know, because we can get, you know, free posters, free desk posters, free whatever you can think of, and a 20% discount to the National Aquarium. And like all students that show up to our meetings will get that.
That's a great perk.
It's a great perk. There's so many perks. And that's what I'm saying. Like, there's so many perks that just nobody knows about because they're so plentiful that we can't just be like, oh yeah, this, this, and this. It's something that you've got to be involved in to really feel all of the assistance. You know, I feel like being in the SGA and all the students that come, I feel like we're like put on a pedestal and like all of the administration and the whole community just like gives us so many things that we could need or don't need, but they just like give everything into our organization to help us succeed. And that goes for the entire student body because like they are the SGA. And it's just, man, it's something to be grateful for.
You know, those connections, you know, those perks, you know, of being
so
in
many,
this, yeah,
so many
perks for the Student Government Association. Now, talk to me a little bit about, because I think we did touch on this the first time we spoke, but I always like to reiterate, like, mm-hmm. let's say if someone wants to join the SGA. I remember last time you said that they don't need to be a Pulse I major, you know, they don't need
to,
you know, necessarily have a career in politics or government
Mm-mm.
in their mind, but they can still make a difference. They can still be a part of the SGA.
Yeah. So I'm a criminal justice major, but that has, like, I could be an art major and still be president. Yeah, there's absolutely no requirement for joining the student government. I think you have to be enrolled in one class, but that's just to say you go here.
Right.
So, like, all you have to do is go here, you know? So anybody can join. Does not matter. We have, actually, at one of our meetings, a dual-enrolled student. So he's actually in high school, and he takes, like, one class at HEC, but he still comes to every meeting. And it's so dope because it's setting him up for, like, the possibility of joining as a first semester student and being in the SGA. Like, he could absolutely run and then be an officer his first semester because he's doing that.
That's great.
It's really cool. I mean, like, he's our only dual enrolled student that actively comes, and I just think that's so dope. And to participate, I mean, everybody, I know I said this, but, like, everybody on campus is already in the student government. Like, I'm not just saying that because it's, like, a play on words, you know, I want to make you sound included. Like, every student is a part of student government. We're just the officers. The association is just the officers. So if you're already on campus doing things, you're already a part of it. But if you want to be more involved, want to be in the know, want to make decisions, have all these resources I'm talking about, you know, in your hands, come to the meetings, you know, email me and ask me about being a senator. And I'll say, heck yeah, and you'll be a senator. And with the senator position, it's so many other opportunities. And separately, if you wanted to just be a little involved, you could be on a faculty or administration committee. So you would be one student representing the entire body on a faculty committee. And you don't have to be a senator to do that. You just have to tell me you're interested and I will make it happen.
So that leads me to that next question. You know, where do they get in contact with you at? I mean, let's say they want to reach out to you.
Yeah, so first and foremost, I want to say that me or one of my other board members are almost always in the student government office under the stairs in the student center. So bottom floor under the stairs. You know, if you're ever in the student center, just come by and say hey. You don't even have to be interested. Just say hey. But if you want to get in direct contact, you can email me at stuprez@harford.edu. That is stuprez@harford.edu. And I will get back to you very quickly, and hopefully something great will happen.
Well, if I know you, you're snappy with those emails. You know, you are really, you're one to pick up. And
I'm quick with it.
You really are. I mean, so if you're hankering to join the Student Government Association, the next meeting is November the 30th. And
yes.
What time? What place?
1 p.m. Student Center, room 113, bottom floor.
There you go, bottom floor, room 113, Student Center.
And we always have food because it's around lunchtime. So I'm just saying, free food every time.
And there's food. I mean, that's the draw right there.
Absolutely.
I mean, if you don't, you know, let's put aside for just a moment making a difference in your campus community. But there's also food,
right.
You know.
I mean,
so
like, come on, guys. Obviously, I want you to be involved. But like at the end of the day, just like there's free food. Show up.
You
like,
got to eat.
Just
know.
Come on. Like, there's free food. You can sit there and say nothing. I do not care. Just show up.
Well, it sounds like there's a lot of great information for this November 30th meeting. And it looks like there's some financial aid and spring scholarship information.
Yeah.
And it's a great idea to attend, even if you just want to kind of get a feel for what the SGA does. The November 30th meeting is coming up. And you can be a part of it, too. It's at 1 p.m. in the Student Center, room 113.
Yes, and I think it's a great idea for anybody to show up. And I know a lot of people don't apply for financial aid or scholarships because you don't need them. But I will tell you, it's a lot easier to get scholarships than you'd think. And just because you don't need them doesn't mean they aren't there for you.
Words of wisdom from my guest today, Katie Snodgrass, president of the Student Government Association here on campus at Harford Community College. Katie, I want to wish you and yours a very happy Thanksgiving. And thanks so much for coming on to the SGA's Corner and keeping us in the know.
Of course. I'm always here, always ready to come on, talk your ear off. And I wish you and your family a very happy holiday and everyone else listening as well.
Katie Snodgrass, you can get in contact with her at stuprez@harford.edu, and she has an office underneath of the stairs in the Student Center. So give them a look. This November 30th meeting looks like it's going to be a lot of great information, especially if you're an incoming student. There's scholarship information, and there's talk about the federal work-study program.
And food.
And food. And food. Don't forget the food.
Woo.
Katie, thanks so much for joining me.
Always.
And I want to thank you for listening. It is WHFC Presents, the SGA's Corner. Please like and subscribe all three of our podcasts, HCC 360, Feedback, and this one, WHFC Presents. Until next time, I'm Matt Terry, and happy holidays. We'll see you next time.